Welcome back in to the whole show. We got special guest in studio. He's sticking around for this segment, and I'm kind of shocked. We got Jack Howell, former safety for the Colorado State Rams, hanging out with us today. Joining us on the First Advantage Hotline is sports director over at KGWN-TV, who is covering the Wyoming Cowboys. Jack, are we gonna have any issues? Are we good? Is Ethan okay?
We're good for a couple weeks. What, border wars and two, three weeks?
Yeah. Ethan's in the odd situation because he's a CSU alum, right, but he's covering the Cowboys, so maybe that's why you decided to stick around.
I don't understand how you could do that, Ethan. Kind of a traitor.
Ethan, how are you, my friend?
I don't want to get too far into that. I didn't expect this hostile environment straight off, Brady. You got to warn me.
Well, and it's even more hostile because Jack's like, he's now, in the beginning process of training to become an MMA fighter. So, Ethan, both of our lives are probably in jeopardy if we get too high on Wyoming here today.
Scarier now. It's a good thing I'm 70 miles up north, huh?
Yeah, probably for the sake of this one today. Ethan, man, Jack and I were kind of just going over talking about the state of Colorado State football and all that. But let's face it, it has not been great for any of the teams that we're talking about, on this show and what you do. Cowboys, I thought they could beat UNLV last week, but two punts blocked for touchdowns. That's tough to do even with an offense that's not moving the football.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's unacceptable. Jason Vell said it after the game. You get two punts blocked for touchdowns, you're not winning that football game. And he was right. It's exactly a 14-point difference. You score 3 points in the first half. Same problems we've been seeing with the offense. Exactly what happened against CU. Lethargic, can't do nothing first half. They come out first drive in the second half, and you score a touchdown. You make people believe, and it's just too little, too late. And Brady, it reminds me of last year around this time when it's never a good thing when you're considering the words must-win football game this early in the season.
Oh, yeah. And Jack and I were just talking about that on the CSU side with tonight's game. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with a lot of that right now where you're at this point where it's a must-win situation.
Oh, Wyoming can't lose this game. You're at home against San Jose State, a team that also 2-3, wins against Idaho and New Mexico. Walker, Gett, and Scudero, very good football players. But I think if you lose this game in front of your home crowd, you're going to lose a lot of favor, especially if you're dropping to 2-4 and all of a sudden making a bowl game is very much in jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was right before the UNLV game, you and I talked about that, where it's like, all right, I don't know if I believe in UNLV just yet. I know they're undefeated, but you look at their schedule and everything, and I thought I really did feel strongly about Wyoming's chances in this one. But it's just like you said and what Coach said, those special teams issues are really going to lead to destruction. And unfortunately, we didn't get to see that best shot by the Cowboys against maybe a gettable UNLV team, even though they're undefeated.
One thing about UNLV is who's their special teams coach? Whoever he is one of the greatest special teams coach.
They're always doing stuff like this, right?
I remember that for years.
Yeah.
Yep. They've been doing this, and I remember it was my junior year when we played them. And the attitude that they brought out on that field, it was like they were possessed. They were running around. They're screaming. They were lighting dudes up on kickoff return. And I remember I wasn't on the special teams. I was kind of coming back from an injury. It was right after the Boise game. I had rolled my ankle. But I remember thinking, I'm glad I'm not out there. I was like, these guys are psychos. And I was like, this is exactly how I play football, and they are taking it up another notch, and it was impressive. So that coach not only schematically is so good, blocking all the punts. You've seen him do it with was it Ricky White, and how impressive they were. And
Gay Jesus. Yeah, he got like 4 or 5, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yep. And
Ricky
then,
White?
And the punt return game, I mean, they're so deadly. But just the attitude that they brought, too, I mean, that's a scary team.
Well, and Ethan, is that something amongst Cowboys fans where they're like, man, you knew UNLV, their history of special teams, and yet maybe is there a feeling of you didn't give this the attention that it needed with your punt unit?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it's no secret, just like Jack was saying. I mean, it's like the Air Force Fisher DeBerry days. They were locking a kick or a punt every single game. You know, and that's what teams had to prepare for that. And I don't know, like, Wyoming doesn't have a special teams coach. You know, it's there's several different coaches working with the special teams guys. So I think maybe, I don't know what the situation is with that. You know, Craig Bohl didn't believe in special teams coaches. But if it keeps breaking down, I think it's something you've got to consider, whether it's saving money or what. You need a special teams coach because that's just the state of college football.
Yep.
But what's been really weird is that every week, past 3 weeks for Wyoming, it's something different that's breaking down. That's the difference in the game. You know, against Utah, the offense couldn't do nothing while the defense played great. Against Colorado, the defense all of a sudden couldn't do anything. And then against UNLV, you have two blocked punts. They keep talking about getting better and playing complete football, and we haven't seen a complete football game yet. Do I believe they can do that? Absolutely. But, you know, no matter how much you say we're going to get better, believe in me, at some point, accountability has to come start knocking on the door.
Ethan, what's your belief, you know, right now as far as your percentage? Is it high still in Caden Anderson? I mean, there's a lot of issues, but, you know, we're going to point to that quarterback. That's what we all do. We point to that quarterback first.
Yeah. Caden's a young – it's hard to – you always got to remind yourself this is his eighth start. You know, he has eight starts under his belt. He's a young quarterback. I think he's got all the talent in the world. And I think he's a great kid. I think he's got a great work ethic. And, you know, they've said there's nobody more upset in the locker room than Caden Anderson. And that's who you want it to be, is your quarterback. Sometimes it feels like he's forcing it, you know. And I think that's just part of him being young. But he's got to get past that. He's got to play with confidence, and you know that's also on the offensive line to give him time. It's on the receivers, create separation. It's on Jay Johnson to put him in a good rhythm where he's comfortable and put him in a spot where he can be successful. And it's been hard, you know. Chris Sir Jr., questionable. John Michael Gillenborg, questionable. I'd say Jay Mike probably leaning on the side of more than unlikely, which we still don't understand exactly why. If it's a thigh bruise, how bad of a thigh bruise is that really? And they say there's a setback, but that we know very little about exactly what's going on with him.
And that's frustrating, you know, especially with him, because we talked a lot about his potential of being drafted and being maybe even a higher pick, like a third round type of guy. But we flat out really haven't seen him on the field much this season.
Yeah, the best tight end we've never seen.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, Jackson Warren. Same situation with CSU. You know, we go through fall camp, we go through spring ball. Oh, J Mike. He's going to have a big year. You know, he started having some promising games, and then, you know, he's absent.
Well, it got to, like you said, this is you're kind of putting this as a more so a must win situation for Wyoming. That's the theme of the weekend, I believe. The Cowboys are a 1.5 point dog at home this weekend, Ethan. Like I said, all these interviews we do all week, we're just building up for the picks segment. That's the most important, influential segment
well,
in radio.
I've been so wrong.
Well, so have I. Wyoming's the one. You and Cody are messing me up, man. I'm putting the blame on you guys.
Yeah, I might just stick with an over on this.
The over is it's 49.5. Yeah. You like that?
How do you feel about alternate overs, though?
What is the alternate over?
I'll take it easy, 39.5.
Yeah, we can handle that.
You got something to admit with Wyoming.
Yes, Jack.
You know, recently they played CU.
Yep.
I
hate Wyoming, but I respect Wyoming. So
yeah.
There's a lot of respect there.
Who are you rooting for in that game?
Oh, Wyoming.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, 100%.
That's
the only game of the year I'll be Wyoming fan. And I was the biggest Wyoming Cowboys fan for one night. And
yeah,
my cousin.
That, Jack.
What's that?
I respect that.
Yep.
I respect that a lot.
Yep.
Covering it, I felt the same way.
And my cousin is from Wyoming, and he said, Do you want me? Do you want in on this parlay? And I said, all right, what is it? And can't remember what the other teams were. And the last one, he goes, and it's Wyoming to cover against CU. I said, I don't know if I can bet on Wyoming. Yeah, I don't know if I can do this. It feels wrong, right? It feels wrong. I bet on Wyoming.
Oh.
I said, let's do it. They did not cover.
Nope.
And I went back to the biggest Wyoming football hater, even more now. And it was like $10.
They could have gained a new fan right there. And all they had to do was make that final stop, Ethan. Right. That crazy final drive.
You could look around and see who had taken that cover. The game was already lost at that point,
yeah.
But there was some extra anguish for a lot of people.
Anytime you start to see random tweets like in that drive, damn it, Wyoming, what the hell? It's like, dude, they already lost the game. Why are you pissed? That makes sense.
There
the spread.
The cover.
Yeah. Ethan, do the Cowboys get it done? Do they get it done this weekend?
You asked me that last week, and I was wrong.
Well, join the club. The Cowboys elude me.
This week, I'm erring on the side of both teams can get it done in a 39.5 over.
Okay. Let's
get that.
I like that.
The writing's on the wall. They can get it done.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's going to take a complete game. We have not seen that complete game other than against FCS Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
Or Illinois.
Iowa,
I think.
It doesn't matter. We only think one game ahead.
You and I.
You got it.
Yeah.
Ethan, always appreciate you, man. Thanks for putting up with us as we bring in a rival. Although a guy you probably support because you are a CSU guy covering Wyoming.
I'm a big fan of Jack while he was in school.
No, but I appreciate
it. No bad blood. No bad blood.
That's right.
Ethan, my man, appreciate you as always.
The Care Rams.
we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week, my friend. Excellent stuff from you.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, man. Ethan Bird, sports director, KGWN TV. Yeah, I mean, right there on his thing, it's CSU alum covering Cowboy athletics. So that's a tough gig.
I couldn't do that. So. Respect to him.
But you were, for a night, a Wyoming fan.
I was a Wyoming fan for a night. And I will continue to be every single time they play CU.
Yeah.
You know? And then as soon as that game's done, it's back to...
Boy, the Buffs are having an interesting ride, too. You know?
Yeah.
No comment?
No, I'm happy.
Jack, you got to get rolling now, don't you?
I do.
All right, my friend. Dude, this has been so much fun. Next time you're around, or honestly, dude, seriously, keep me updated. I'll reach out from time to time, but I would love to see how you're doing.
Yes.
In the MMA world, man. That's exciting.
Sure. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure being here. Always fun.
So. Yeah, even with Michael, and I apologize. I apologize beforehand. I will apologize after.
That's all right.
But best of luck to you, my man. And just thanks for jumping on here, being so candid about everything. It's a difficult time for Colorado State. And hey, winning cures a lot. You beat Fresno State tonight. You're going to be in attendance. That's the boost they need.
And maybe talk to the team a little bit before the game and see what I can do. Doubt they want to hear from me again.
I think that they should listen. I would definitely listen if Jack is hanging around.
There's some good players. There's some good dudes, and I think we're going to get it done tonight.
You like
it here first.
You like it? Okay.
I like it.
So the Rams are 6.5-point dogs in this game, but
they're covered.
And they're winning, right?
Yeah. Good teams win. Great teams cover. They're for sure covered.
All right, man. Jack Howell, love it, man. And we wish you the best of luck. And I know this won't be the last time we chat, but
that's right.
I'll look forward to that time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. 19 minutes after the hour, we'll have Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight, talk to us about Broncos Jets. They're in London Sunday morning, so we'll get into that one. Are we feeling not as good about the Broncos' win over the Eagles after what we saw last night? 4,000 tush pushes in a row? It's a whole show. Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. We'll be right back.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. Good morning, NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
25 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show. It is a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Love this place. Big City flavor, Roadhouse comfort. It's the owners of Big City Burrito. I'm sure Jack's been there a few times. They opened up Big City Roadhouse here about a month ago. And man, every time I go there, I'm trying to try something different, even though I loved what I had the last time around. It's just that good. That's Big City Roadhouse. I know this is Football Friday, but I just want to throw out a couple of things here. I saw this from NBA Central, not Central. Christian Brown is expected to command $25 to $30 million per year in this next contract. This is an interesting time for the Nuggets because it's an interesting decision for them because they've done this before where they maybe overpaid. They paid in a big way for a guy like Michael Porter Jr., and he was still a good player, but he never really fully lived up to that contract. And then you got stuck in a situation where you had to basically avoid going out and improving the roster and getting deeper, getting a better depth chart. So I'm kind of torn on this, and I want to think about this a bit because I love Christian Brown. I just don't know if the $25 to $30 million is a great idea for the Nuggets when you just got out from underneath that MPJ contract. We all thought there was no way in hell they were going to be able to do that. But they found a way to do it. Do you really want to jump back into a good player, but is he a $25 to $30 million a year guy? According to NBA Central, rookie scale extension discussion around the league continue to feature various players pursuing deals with an annual average value of $30 million in advance of the October 20 deadline for first round picks from the 2022 NBA draft to sign extensions. Among them is Denver Nuggets guard Christian Brown, with the low end of Brown's range on a new deal believed to be in the $25 million ballpark, according to league sources. So we'll dive into that probably more Monday. Regular seasons, we're getting closer and closer to that. But I'm not saying no, I wouldn't like doing something along those lines. But it's just, you just got out of a really tough situation. Do you want to jump back in? First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight. How are we feeling, Broncos fans? Riding high after the Broncos beat the Eagles, and it's still a win is a win. But then you see the Eagles put that product out on the field against the Giants last night. They lose 34-17. Does that somehow diminish the win? Again, a win is a win. It got you to your third win. I think suddenly we were ready to say, oh yeah, this team might actually be a contender. How do we feel today? Michael, how do you feel today?
Look, we showed the rest of the league and the world how to beat the Eagles.
Who's we? You were part of that?
Well, I mean, I did help create the play.
Yeah.
The play? The defense.
You helped create the play?
Yeah, yeah. All the plays that were successful, okay. I helped create them.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, I became famous in training camp.
You did become pretty famous in that one training camp you went to where you stood in the corner and palms were sweaty, nervous, didn't ask a question.
Something about spaghetti.
And you became the Michael Kirkpatrick that we all know.
And now they come to me for advice. They don't always follow it, but they come to me for my super knowledge of the game.
Yep. Yeah. That makes sense. 29 minutes after the hour. A guy who does have super knowledge of the game, Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight, going to join us in just a moment. Broncos Jets in London coming up this weekend. We'll talk to Benjamin about that one coming up and much more. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place. After you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Yeah!
Welcome back into a Football Friday edition of the Hull Show, presented by Big City Roadhouse. Joining us now on our First Advantage hotline is Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight, as we look forward to, hopefully, the Broncos taking care of business against a pretty bad Jets team. In London, though, we'll see if Benjamin thinks that there's any concerns there. But, Benjamin, assuming you watched the Eagles-Giants game last night, how are we feeling? I was pretty high after the Broncos beat the Eagles, and then I see the Eagles put that out on the field last night against the Giants. Are the Eagles in a weird spot? Are they bad right now? Or are the Giants that good?
Well, Eagles have been offensively bad all year. You know, that was a bit of a surprise. Took a little bit of the luster off the win, I think, for Broncos fans this past weekend. But yeah, Eagles were without a few players in that one. And, you know, I think the adage among Broncos fans right now is sort of that the Broncos broke the Eagles. Although
there
were signs. There were cracks showing maybe before that. Maybe they just showed everybody where the cracks were.
That was my fear, and I think we talked about it last Friday, was like, okay, is this the game for the Eagles where they do, like Mufasa said to Simba, remember who you are? Are we going to start seeing the Eagles do eagly things? And in that game, certainly didn't, and especially last night against the Giants.
Yeah, you know, and any chance you have to quote the Lion King, you have to take it.
You have to take that, yeah.
Those are the rules. I watching that game last night, I was just like, wow, this is a team that's wildly unprepared to be playing what they're playing right now. And, you know, I've had my gripes with their offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, a guy who's failed upward his entire career. So, you know, we can only have one of those around here, and if anybody, it's going to be me. So, you know, as long as we've got, you know, as long as I've got the market cornered on that, I've got job security, I can't have that guy coming in there and, you know, and taking that away. As far as the rest of it goes, I mean, you know, the Eagles have the bodies. They've got the personnel. They're going to have to figure something out, and they're going to have to figure it out quick because that division's getting a lot better a lot real fast.
And it was interesting watching that game, too. I mean, you have a guy like Jalen Hurts and what he's been able to do. And, I mean, he was missing a lot of those deep throws that we've been critical of Bo Nix for. And it's like, wow, you got a Super Bowl-winning quarterback that's been at it for a while now missing those. I guess it's pretty, you know, easy to see why a guy like Bo Nix is missing some of those and still kind of missing some of those deep shots.
Yeah, I mean, I think different reasons in those cases, but certainly, you know, no, even quarterbacks that have won a Super Bowl are not, you know, are not incapable of missing some throws. And so that's why I think these lenses sometimes that we view this stuff through, and the hyperosity of the real moment, you know, where every throw matters and all that. And I'm like, I get it, but also we got to take a step back and get the, you know, the 100-foot view here and remember that, you know, sometimes some guys are going to miss some throws.
Benjamin Albright joining us, host of Broncos Country Tonight. All right, looking forward to this one in London against the Jets. And, you know, the Jets are a pretty bad football team. But when you go and play these games in London, I mean, is that somewhat of an equalizer sometimes? You know, obviously your preparation's much different. The timing's different. Is there any concern about this matchup coming up on Sunday morning?
You know, I mean, I'm more concerned about international relations. I mean, between the Jaguars, the Browns, and the Jets, I'm pretty sure the British have paid for the War of 1812 at this point. You know, we keep sending our worst products back over there. I mean, this is the worst thing to happen to the Brits since the Black Plague. So,
I don't know.
I think the Broncos are going to bull race them. Justin Fields is terrible. You know, it doesn't matter. Strawberry Fields, Mrs. Fields, cookies, field goals. It doesn't matter. Justin Fields Ingo win. You go back, you watch the tape on this guy, 40% of his yardage, 75% of his scoring has come down two scores in the fourth quarter with like 8 minutes or less left. He's the all-time garbage time king. Like if Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez remake that movie, he's got to get a cameo for all the garbage time stuff he's pulling right now. So I am not worried about this one in the least. I think the Broncos got to boat race him. You know, the only thing that the Jets really have going for him is tight end Mason Taylor has been kind of a revelation. And so, you know, he may pick up a little yardage here or there. Brees Hall's been all right. Garrett Wilson's been okay, but they don't have anything else. And defensively, it's weird because they had the bodies last year when Bob Sala was coaching. Now you've got Aaron Glenn in there, and all of a sudden those same guys don't know how to play defense anymore. So, you know, I don't know what's going on with that. I think Broncos boat racing. This is going to be like a 30-13 game.
Oh, wow. So do you see this is like a big blow up for Bo Nix? Is he throwing the ball all over the place? Or do you look at this and say, you know, J.K. Dobbins may be more of a sample size of R.J. Harvey in a game like this?
Well, I'm not calling it a blow up, but I am calling it a bow up.
Yes. You are on fire today, by the way, Benjamin. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's what happens. You go to Great American Beer Fest yesterday and it just all carries over. You know, I do believe that we'll see some of the ground game as far as that goes. Maybe Harvey, maybe Bidet a little bit. If you get that big enough lead, like I suspect they will, I think you'll see some of those guys take some of the wear and tear off JK a little bit for this game. Fantasy football nerds will think it's the RJ takeover. It won't be, but certainly it'll be an opportunity for him to get his feet wet, as it were, with a few more carries, wet his beak a little bit. So kind of hoping that's the case. You know, at the end of this day, if we're coming away talking about Tyler Bidet got 12 carries, we certainly did something either went extremely right or extremely wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm just interested in this game because last week was, you know, that test of, oh, can you beat a good team, a team that's probably going to be a playoff team? And then they answered that, what however we feel about the Eagles at this point. Now it's like, okay, the follow-up to that is you're really expected to beat this team. You can't drop the ball on this one.
Yeah, this is a game of opposite expectations, as it were, on that. So don't lose focus, and especially don't lose focus with the team after this being the team that boat raced the Eagles last night. You know, that yep. Giants team all of a sudden looks a little different with Jackson Dart, Cam Scatabo back there. And so it's going to be fascinating to sort of see, you know, with 10 days rest, you know, how they match up with the Broncos here a couple weeks here in Denver.
Yeah, that one. So what is it with the Giants? I mean, is it as simple as looking at, oh, they made the quarterback change and Jackson Dart's been good. Obviously, Cam Scatabo has been excellent. Love watching that guy play. But what have you seen with this Giants team that has really turned the corner?
I think they just got a different energy. I think those two guys have a different energy. I don't know that they're the world's greatest football players or any of that. I mean, Dart's, you know, hit or miss. He's had some nice moments, but I don't think either him or Scatabo's style holds up long term. Both those guys seek contact out. I don't know how long their bodies will hold up doing what they're doing. That said, I think they just bring a different energy. You know, there's something to that. There's something to having that energy. And I think we know exactly what that's like here in Denver when Tim Tebow was here. You know, it's just a different energy in the locker room. Like you have belief, you have confidence, and you kind of go out and play a little bit different when you've sort of got that. And so I think that's what's going on in New York right now is, you know, Captain Cliche Russell Wilson is riding the pine and you've got some authentic energy in there.
Well, and Dable was like so desperate to get Jackson Dart out there, back out there after the concussion protocol. He's like, you know, what, take us through that, man. What is the concussion protocol? Because that something seemed a little weird in that one last night.
Yeah, you got to go in there and administer a field test. They got to go in the blue tent and administer a field test and all that kind of stuff and get the right responses and you know, and all those kinds of things. And so what you saw on the sideline was Dable, like, how much longer is this going to take? I need to know to make a fourth down decision here, you know, that kind of stuff. It looked a little worse, I think, for the Giants than it really was because Dable was so animated, you know, and talking to the doctor and all that. But the reality was they had to figure out what they were going to do in terms of making some decisions, you know, and setting up for the next series and all that. Dart cleared the protocol. He's fine, and that'll go from there. But that makes what, three games now where Dart's picked up an injury and had to go to the tent for a minute. You know, he had a hamstring, he had a bit of an ankle thing, and now he's had a concussion three straight games. So you're kind of wondering, like I said, how long is that body going to hold up playing like that?
Well, and you said the same kind of thing with Cam. Like, I like watching him play a lot, but he's a battering ram. And every time I watch him carry the ball, I'm like, I feel the same way. I love watching him play. I just, how long does that really last for a guy like that?
Yeah, it reminds you a little bit of Peyton Hillis.
Yeah,
you know, where
yeah.
You look at a guy and you're like, all right, this is going to be magic for about a season and a half. and then this guy's going to live the rest of his life in a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, you'll get on the cover of Madden first, and then, yeah.
Well, right,
after,
right, obviously.
Of course,
you'll be on the cover of Madden, and then you'll fall off the face of the planet.
All right, Benjamin, so you have no issue in this one for the Broncos-Jets. I believe the Broncos, last I checked, are 7.5-point favorites. You see the Broncos easily covering that.
Yeah, the only thing you have to worry about with the cover is that little backdoor cover from Fields. Like I said, if they don't get out to the big lead, and then you have Fields come snipe a little bit of that with a last-second garbage-time touchdown to pad the stats and make it look like he should still play ball in the NFL when he should probably be relegated to a league in Uganda or something. But, at the end of the day, Justin Field goals ain't going to beat the Broncos. Like I said, I got them 30-13.
And it'd be nice to be 4-2 going up now against, maybe an interesting Giants team. At this stage in the season, Benjamin, I'm putting you on the spot here, but just based off of this production, these five games, well, who would be your top five list for the Broncos right now, performers? Not based on anything they've done last year. Obviously, we can throw Pat Surtain in there, but you're just looking at this five-game sample size, who's your top five currently on this roster?
Well, Nick Benito would be headline at the top.
Yeah.
You got to have Casa Benito on there. And then number two is probably J.K. Dobbins. Those two guys, you know, have been phenomenal this year. You know, John Cooper has been overshadowed by Nick Benito a little bit, but you got to put him on that list somewhere. And then what Coop and Benito are doing is all made possible up front there by Zach Allen and how much attention he's getting paid this year. So probably put him on that list. You know, and then I think the offensive tackles have looked pretty good for the Broncos so far. So give a little glove to Garrett Bowles and maybe a little Mike McGlinchey as well.
All right, I like it. Putting you on the spot, no problem for you, my friend. How was the Great American Beer Fest yesterday?
Well, I think you can tell by the sound and timbre of my voice, I may have indulged a little bit there. So it was a great time. Was had by all, and by all I mean all bright.
I've never been actually, but I definitely would like to get down there sometime.
Have you never? Okay, next year you're coming down on me. We broadcast out there from the KOA booth. It's free samples of like every kind of beer you could ever imagine. If you like beer, you'll love the Great American Beer Fest. Still going on, by the way, tomorrow and Saturday. But next year you're coming down. You're my guest.
All right, man. I'm writing it down right now. I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm writing it down in the notebook.
All right, my friend. Always appreciate the insight, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yes, sir.
Benjamin Albright, host of Broncos Country Tonight. Michael, what do you think? We take a little road trip, go down to the Great American Beer Fest?
I have that recorded. That whole thing is recorded,
so it's about to
be podcast.
He said I'm his guest, so that means he said he's on him, right? So he's paying for everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
legally, it's legally binding.
That's legally binding, yes.
In my mind.
Yeah, 100%. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Were you shocked at all, Mike? We had Jack Howell in studio with us for a little over an hour. I kind of thought maybe he would take that opportunity to air out some frustrations that he might have seen from Jay Norvell last year and, you know, even on the taking more of a Freddie Banks side. But he didn't go there at all. He showed a lot of faith and admiration. And loyalty, I think, to his former head coach, to Jay Norvell.
I'm going to be honest with you. It didn't shock me at all. He just seems like the positive type, and I don't like it.
Well, he's a Ram. You don't like positivity. He's a Rams guy, and he wants to, you know, he's going to be a Rams dude for life, and he'll be at the game tonight. He was there at Rams walk, pumping up the team, and he said it. Like, he wants to see this team be successful. He does bring up interesting points. Like, if Jay finds a way to get to six wins, I mean, is that still considered enough? Because you haven't, but playing a devil's advocate, Mike, like, you haven't been good, you know, in a long time. So we'll get into some of that more. We also have the quarterback toilet bowl, which I am absolutely destroying the fellas, the Rocky Mountain College kickoff fellas. They'll join us in studio at 105. It's the whole show on a Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse. We'll be right back.
Hear college football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my neck. If you come around here, I'll make a more day.
12:52 the time. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. It is a Big City Roadhouse Football Friday. We got the picks coming up. Mike, my picks were amazing. Probably the best picks anybody's ever made. I went 4-1 last week. We needed it. I'm back over 500. You're welcome.
Well, I mean, you did come to me for my advice.
I did not. Actually, I did. I did the opposite of whatever you said. That's kind of
what
I do.
Yeah, I did go 1-4.
Yeah. So I'm back on top here. Thursday night special was rough. We're sitting at 500, and it's troublesome for sure, but we're confident. We're going to get the picks right this weekend. I'm feeling good. Feeling really, and it starts tonight. Do I like the Rams to show signs of life tonight against the Fresno State Bulldogs, or is it going to be more of the same with Jackson Brissot and company on this offense not really being able to do much of anything. So we'll get into all of that later on. The matchups, we got CU playing Iowa State. Is that a the spread is actually pretty interesting on that, Michael.
Yeah, I didn't see any injuries. Did CU suddenly get a bunch of talent that we didn't know? Is Superman joining the team?
I don't know. It's right now, it's Iowa State's only a 2.5-point favorite in this game, and that is the number 22 ranked Iowa State Cyclones. Funny fact, Coach Prime did not know Iowa State was the Cyclones. He did not know one of the teams in his conference was, he did not know their nickname was the Cyclones.
I mean, to be fair, it is kind of a dumb nickname.
Cyclones?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. Don't mind it. Not bad.
It would be funny if they were the Psychos, because I call them the Psychos.
Nah, it's not really funny, but thank you for that. Coming up, we got the quarterback toilet bowl. Mike Danson will join us. The dude down the hall, Derbs.
Who's ahead in that?
Tanner Schwint. I am absolutely running away with this thing.
Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. I know bad quarterbacks, I guess. I know who's going to be a bad quarterback week in and week out. It's a gift.
So is this you losing the bet and you're coming in last place? Is, you know, that's what leading is?
No, you're picking who you think is going to have the worst performance each and every weekend. And so far, I have nailed that. I have been almost perfect on that front. So we got that coming up. Also the picks. We'll look at the matchups between the area teams we care about. More on the Broncos Jets. It's the whole show powered by Chevron right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.